Good afternoon. I've introduced. My name is Tino Colombi. I'm from the Institute of Agricultural Sciences from the ETH in Zurich, Switzerland. I'm going to talk in the next few minutes a bit about, as the title says, artificial soil macropores, and in particular how roots interact with such artificial macropores when we have the situation of compacted soil. So this study is part of my own PhD. It was done in collaboration with the Soil Protection and Soil Fertility Group of Agroscope in Zurich. Why is soil compaction? It's quite a severe threat to arable land. So the global estimations are about 68 million hectares of land, arable land worldwide, is affected by soil compaction. This corresponds more or less to the size of France or to the state of Texas. Caused is mainly by heavy machinery, which is used quite often in intense or industrialized agriculture. And all in all, for agronomists, it has adverse effects on root growth and on crop productivity. So basically, the stress or the problem is a soil physical problem. And what you see here are X-ray scans of soil cores, and in orange, this is the soil core system. So this is from an undisturbed soil, and this is from a compacted soil. So when we compact the soil, we increase bulk density, and while doing that, we decrease soil macroporosity. And this has then certain impacts on soil physical properties. So on the one hand, we increase the mechanical impedance of the soil, so meaning that the root needs more energy to penetrate compacted soil than in uncompacted soil, and on the one other hand, we tremendously change transport characteristics of soils. So here this is air permeability and gas diffusivity. When we then look at roots, we can see these effects quite nicely. These are cross sections of young soybean roots grown in uncompacted and compacted soil, and we see that under compaction the root cortex gets larger and also root cortex parenchyma show up quite often. So what did we do actually in this study? So our idea was that we perforate soil in the field and to look at how roots respond and plants respond to this. So what we did is actually in these kind of grids, we inserted steel wires to a depth of about 20 to 30 centimeters in the soil in a grid of 2 by 2 centimeters. So these are about 600 pores in one of these quarter square meter squares. So then this is how it looks like. So here in gray you see these artificial pores, again in X-ray scans. So the basic research question were, like, first of all, what are the effects of such macropores on soil physical properties? How do roots interact with these macropores, and have these macropores actually an effect, a positive effect on plant productivity? So it was done in the field. So 2014 we had soybean, and this year we had maize and wheat. So coming first to soil physical properties, so here in black is uncompacted, in red compacted soil, and in orange is compacted soils which has been perforated. So what we see quite nicely is that the air permeability in 10 and 30 centimeter step rapidly or tremendously increases due to this perforation, and very similar also the gas diffusivity, again in 10 and 30 centimeters, increased by perforating the soil with these steel strings. What did not change, which is also no surprise, is bulk density or porosity, since we did not drill, so we took we didn't take any soil out, we just like squeezed around the pores. So now how did we quantify this root pore interaction? So we went to the field and hammered in these kind of PVC cylinders. They have a diameter of about 10 centimeters and also a height of 10 centimeters. Hammered them in two different depths, and then scanned them with an X-ray microcomputer tomography and quantified two different kinds of interaction. So the first kind of interaction is actually what we called colonization, meaning that the root grows into the pore and also stays in the pore. Here you see how it looks like actually in 2D. So this is how we worked. Here you see a root which grows into such a macropore. And then the other kind of interaction was crossing, so that the root grows in a pore and leaves the pore, and leaves the pore again. So, but like really just crosses, it does not grow in the pore, but it still has an interaction. Now looking at these interactions and also comparing the three different species we worked with. So what you see here is actually the number of crossings per artificial macropore. And you see that we have here slightly higher number in soybean and maize if we compare that to wheat. And the second type of interaction was this colonization, and here we see a really distinctly different pattern between the three species. So in maize these pores were quite often colonized when we compare this to soybean and wheat, where we had a way lower colonization rate. And then taking these two together, we can calculate something like a hit index, so the number of hits irrespective of crossing or colonization per artificial macropore. And here we see that soybean and wheat are quite similar, so an average pore was hit about 0.7, 0.8 times by a root. In maize we had much higher, so we had more than one hit per pore. But then the question which came up is actually, is what we quantified there, is this a random process, or is this really like direct root growth that roots can sense certain gradients and grow towards the pores? So this is still a work in progress. This is at the moment systematically evaluated. But what we can say so far, actually, this colonization, what you see here in the example of maize, could show that it's actually they grow towards the pore and then they stay in. So they take kind of like the highway, so the path of least resistance, so they grow deeper when they do that. And then also the crossings, we were associating this with maybe oxytropism, so as I said before, like we have way slower solute transport rate, so we have way less oxygen in the soil when we compact the soil, and by crossing maybe a root can has better access to oxygen. This is actually also supported that we say this is rather directed than a random growth by similar results that have been obtained in our lab under control conditions with barley. But anyway, still we are doing a systematic evaluation of that. Coming now more to, let's say, the agronomic perspective. So what was the effect of these artificial pores on plant performance? So this comes all from plants more or less at flowering, and again the color code is the same, so control is uncompacted, red is compacted, and orange is this perforated treatment. So when we look at the shoot dryway, we have quite a nice picture. We see in soybean, maize, and also wheat that we have a significant increase of plant productivity due to these artificial macropores. Looking a bit more in detail and try to set this in relation also to time, we see on what is here displayed is actually the leaf area for different leaf levels. So in soybean and maize we see quite nicely that in the first stages, so here leaf level 5, 6, and here maybe from 4 to maybe leaf level 7, we don't see a difference between the red and the orange treatment, but then suddenly this effect of this pore starts to kick in. So we see here starting at leaf level 7 and here at leaf level 8 an increase of leaf area due to these artificial macropores. In wheat, when we look at the leaf levels, it's not so clear, but here actually the effect of the higher biomass comes by a way higher tiller rate per plant. Okay. So make some really brief conclusions. What we can say out of these data so far is that the soil perforation increases solute transport rates. We determined it with gas, well, as gas transport rates, it would look rather similar if we measure like hydraulic conductivity. We can see an interaction of the roots with these pores, and here we see a different behavior of the species. So in maize, actually, this colonization is the dominating mechanism, And this could actually be linked to the quite low tolerance maize has to mechanical impedance. In wheat and soybean, it's more the crossing which is dominating, and probably these are the already mentioned oxytropic effects. And so far, also like from this systematic evaluation, the data we have so far, we can say, or I think we can say, that it is not a random interaction. So this is really a directed root growth, possibly driven by gradients in the soil, which then are sensed by the roots. But anyway, from the agronomic perspective, we have increasing plant performance due to this soil perforation. I think I run soon out of time. Just like some acknowledgement, I would acknowledge all the collaborators from the different groups we're working with, and also the Swiss National Science Foundation and the National Research Plan 68, soil as a resource for funding. And thank you for all the attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's room time for one question. No, there's plenty of time for questions.
Okay.
So please.
To increase
water,
of course, yeah. This is actually also one thing when you have.
So repeat the question and give the answer so I get recorded.
If this increases, she asked if this increases water infiltration rates. I would say yeah, for sure. So you create preferential flow, and we've seen, especially in the first year, we really had standing water in the field when we compacted, and this is also supported by the soil physical properties that we measured, that water will infiltrate quicker.
For your system that you've shared with us, what would you recommend in a more natural, I mean, this is research in a farm setting, farm systems, what would you recommend to create such an effect?
This is a good question. This is what I'm facing always when I present this to agronomy. So she asked what I would recommend when we are thinking on a farmer scale. This is a bit maybe futuristic now, but when we think about mechanization or modernization of agriculture, precision agriculture, more robotics on the field, maybe one day you have robots which have a laser that can burn in such holes, or what is known, for instance, already today from golf courts or football fields, they have this kind of, I don't know the name in English, sorry, but they have these kind of things that punch holes in the ground. They have way larger diameters than this. Yeah, I did something longer, but maybe for the future, or ultrasonic vibration, that you have like kind of plates that have an ultrasonic vibration.
Are you familiar with the crop that is sometimes used as a cover crop, oilseed radish?
Yeah. This is something that you say we create biopores, actual biopores, but there it's, I would say it's also difficult to then quantify root soil interaction, root pore interaction, because you have root exudates, you have maybe allelopathic effects.
Yeah.
You have a question? Yeah.
Oh, me?
Sorry,
So I did miss how deep those.
We try to go down, so the depth of the pore, we try to go down to 30 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
In soybean and wheat, this worked quite well. In maize, the soil was already quite dry when it was sown, so there we went about to, like, let's say, 20 centimeters.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I wonder if the things like that would be effective, too. I guess what I'm saying is, what do you think is the effective depth? Like, could you go shallow, more shallow?
Would depend on the degree of compaction, of course, but and on the crop, of course, as well. But this, sorry, I cannot answer this, and would be too much speculation.
Okay, thank you very much.